Hello, my name is Thato, and I will be telling you a story from the Book of God. This story is called Birth of the Savior. Now, hundreds of years passed after the time of Jeremiah. The words of the spokesman came true. God sent the Savior he promised, and this is his story. God sent an angel to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. The angel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman. God is with you. Rejoice." "Do not be afraid, Mary," the angel told her. "You will conceive and give birth to a son. And you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High God. God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over God's people forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "But how was this to happen? I am a virgin." The angel replied, "The power of the Most High God will cause this to happen. So the baby to be born will be set apart, and he will be called the Son of God. Nothing is impossible with God." Mary responded, "I am God's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." And then the angel left her. Now Joseph, who was Mary's fiancé, was a good man and did not want to disgrace Mary publicly because she was pregnant outside of marriage. He decided to break the engagement quietly. But God sent an angel in a dream to Joseph as he slept. "Joseph, descendant of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to go ahead with your marriage to Mary. Her child was conceived by God's Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from the punishment of their disobedience." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel commanded and took Mary as his wife. But he did not have sexual relations with her until her son was born. A few months later, just as the angel said, Mary gave birth in Bethlehem. 8 days after his birth, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel of God. Several weeks after that, Mary and Joseph took him to Jerusalem to present him to God in their house of worship. When they got there, they met an old man who had God's Spirit. He had been waiting for the promised Savior to come and save his people. When the old man saw Jesus, he took the child in his arms and praised God. He said to God, "I have seen your Savior, which you have prepared for all people. He is a light to reveal God to the nations." Joseph and Mary were amazed at what was being said about Jesus. The old man blessed them, and he said to Mary, "This child will be rejected by many, and it will be their undoing. But he will be the greatest joy to many others." They returned home, and there Jesus grew healthy and strong. He was filled with wisdom, and God was pleased with him. And this brings us to the end of our story from the Book of God.